The U.S. economy continues to send mixed signals about what's ahead. New home sales are on pace to set a record this year, and sales of existing homes also have been strong. But orders for durable goods, the big-ticket items that go inside all those new homes, are extremely weak. Federal Reserve officials remain optimistic the economy is on track and will shake off the bad news. But commentator Paul Podolsky has his doubts.
Alan Greenspan reminds me of my dad driving our vinyl-seated Dodge Dart on a sweltering August vacation. Be patient, kids. We'll get there eventually. The economic recovery is underway, the Fed is saying, even if it's a bit of a grind. Greenspan is dismissive of the deep pessimism festering in financial markets. But from the perspective of a trading floor, the economic vital signs emanating from the stock, bond, currency, and commodity markets are difficult to ignore. Take stocks. It's no secret the S&P 500 index has, despite a recent rally, fallen by over 20% this year. This is the third year in a row the market has declined. It is mimicking the dismal performance of previous post-bubble eras, like 1929. In that bear market, stocks declined 4 years running. Last year, the Fed took drastic action, slashing the Fed funds rate to 1.75% in a bid to get the economy moving again. But amazingly, the bond market is convinced that this is not low enough. It has driven short-term rates even lower. Traders are betting the economy is weaker than the Fed is willing to admit, and that the Fed will have to cut rates again. Another sign of doubt over the U.S. economy is what's happened to the dollar. At the beginning of the year, Wall Street believed the dollar would decline because growth abroad would outstrip U.S. growth. Well, the dollar did decline this year, but not due to great investment opportunities overseas. The dollar has declined because of economic weakness at home. Optimists, eager for signs of recovery, sometimes look to commodity prices, which are rising. But gold is climbing because uncertainty is so high, traders are investing in metal as their best bet for preserving wealth. The price of oil rises when traders believe a Middle East war is imminent. Together, the markets suggest traders believe the future return on investment will be low and that further government action is needed to bolster growth. Despite these warning signs, Alan Greenspan, U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, and White House officials remain confident, at least in public. One certainly hopes their confidence is well-placed. But it's worth noting that traders are putting their money, or perhaps yours, on the table. No one can predict the future. But the markets are sending a message. The rebound is further off than Washington thinks.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, Chief Foreign Exchange Strategist at Fleet Boston Financial. The sluggish economy has been hard on car manufacturers. 0% financing has helped some move cars. General Motors Vice Chairman John Devine told the Detroit News that GM will continue 0% financing. GM launched the incentive 13 months ago to help counter the effects of the September 11th terrorist attacks. To compete, Ford and Chrysler also offered the incentive. When GM temporarily suspended it at the beginning of last month, there was a 13% decline in unit sales.